I was born in Jamaica in a sort of rural part, because my father came over and fought in the war, so he knew a little about England and France, because that was the only country who had a job for me. When I look at the day when I came into this country to where I am today, I feel okay, because I can actually talk about it. I came here in 1962 in the winter time, the time when there was smog, place was dark. First I had that experience. My welcome wasn't too good for me, because I was told that I would be met at the airport. But because the weather changed so drastically, now I understand that, it was just a message telling me what to do next. To go to the airport, from the airport to get on a train and get off at Victoria Station, and someone would be there with some more messages for me. When I got to Victoria, it was very dark. When I met this gentleman, he introduced himself and then he said, "Have you got anyone in London you could stay with for the night and then travel to your hospital in the morning?" So I said to him, "Yes, I've got someone." So I called her. She's like a sister to me. So we got up early the following day and decided she was going to get me a very warm coat. So we did that. So when we got to the station again, this was Victoria, we had to find the right place to get this train that would take me to Hastings. When I finally got the right train. And when I got to Hastings, no one had heard my name, no one knew anything, and I was just walking from people to people. Well, I just cried and cried and cried and cried. Couldn't stop crying. I remember I cried for about 2 hours or more. I just was sobbing, because when we did the interview in my country, they didn't tell us how difficult it would be. We had expected that they should know we're coming and everything, come to meet us, arrange everything. But unfortunately, it wasn't like that. And each day I stayed here, I became more homesick. And it was just terrible for me. But I said, "I'm here. I've got to try and make the best of a bad job." Because one of my reasons for coming is quite simple. We had became independent and our country didn't have enough work to support all the people, and we were just coming up to 1 million people, and they definitely didn't have the work, so they were to the United States, to England, asking for help. So this is one of the reasons why I came over here. And I said to myself, I've just got to try and work through this. Because if I go back, there's no work. But that was a great shock for me. You know, the reception and to see where I'd come after having sunshine and heat all your life to somewhere that was so cold.